Our story today is called The Forecaster Got It Right. Maureen Flavin Sweeney, who's 98, received a special U.S. House of Representatives honor for her part in World War II. As a young woman at Blackside Lighthouse in 1944, she forecast an impending storm which changed the timing of the D-Day landings. The morning of June 3rd, 1944, the day she turned 21, Maureen dispatched a weather report from Blackside Bay, a bay of the Atlantic Ocean in Arras, North County Mayo, Ireland. The barometer showed pressure was dropping rapidly, indicating a major Atlantic storm was due to arrive. Later that morning, she received a phone call from an English woman asking she please check, please repeat the report. Examining the barometer again, Maureen confirmed that a storm would indeed hit the English Channel June 5th. Unbeknownst to her at the time, this was the initial date chosen by Allied command for the invasion of Normandy, an operation that required clear skies for air support and calm water to ensure the safety of water-based landing craft. Based on the reading, General Dwight Eisenhower postponed the D-Day landing by 24 hours. The Sweeney family had been recording the weather every hour throughout the war. They sent their observations to the Irish Met Service in Dublin, which were then forwarded without their knowledge to the headquarters of the Allied Expeditionary Force in England. This hourly reporting continued until an automatic station was brought into line in Belmullet in 1956. Only then, in 1956, did Maureen learn about the history-changing events their reports had contributed some dozen years before. This past Saturday, she was presented with an award by the U.S. House for her role in the war. Her skill and professionalism were crucial in ensuring Allied victory, and her legacy will live on for generations to come. That the writing of Congressman Jack Birdman, the highest-ranking vet to serve in Congress. Her son, Vincent Sweeney, said his mom was proud of her influence, but primarily happy that she got it right. While the death toll on D-Day was big, it could have been a lot more were it not for the report from Europe's most westerly weather station. Matthew 8, 24-27, suddenly a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we're going to drown." He replied, "You have little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and waves, and it was completely calm. Men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and waves obey him." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.